This is the Insight Publications English as an Additional Language Oral and Written Trial Exam, Section A, Listening to Texts. Turn to Section A. You will hear two texts. Each text will be played twice. There will be a short break between the first and second playings of each text. You may make notes at any time. Listen carefully to each text and then answer the questions. You will now hear text one for the first time.
Good morning, students. As the principal of Deep Valley Secondary College, I would like to welcome our three guests, Gus, Tran, and Maria. As you know, Australia is a nation of immigrants. Approximately 40% of people in our suburb were born overseas, including me. As part of International Student Week, our three guests are here to tell us about when and why their families came to Australia. Tran, perhaps we could begin with you.
Thanks, Mai. My father and mother were refugees from Vietnam. When the Vietnam War ended, many people wanted to leave the country, but the government tried to stop them from going. My family escaped in a fishing boat and were on the sea for 5 days before they arrived in Malaysia. They were then accepted as refugees by Australia and arrived in Melbourne in July 1980. My parents thought they would never survive. Vietnam is a tropical country and they had never experienced cold weather. My father had been a high school teacher. However, because his English was not good, in Australia he took a job in a factory. Now, my parents are retired. Their English is okay, but they mainly speak Vietnamese at home. They love Australia, but still don't like cold weather.
Maria, what about your family?
My grandparents were born in Calabria, which is in Italy. The village they came from was very poor. Many families often did not have enough food to eat, and many of my grandparents' relatives had migrated to the United States of America. Things got worse during World War II. In 1954, my grandfather heard that Australia wanted more workers. He travelled to Australia and found a job in a soup factory 2 weeks after arriving. 2 years later, my grandmother travelled to Australia. In those days, travel to Australia was by boat. It took 4 weeks for the ship to reach Australia. My grandfather eventually opened a shop in Deep Valley, selling groceries, mainly to other migrant families. His English was fairly good, because some of his customers spoke only English.
Thanks, Maria. Gus, what about your family?
My family came to this land in the 19th century. Most migrants to Victoria in the 1850s were from England, Scotland, Wales or Ireland, like many of the students at this school. But my great-great-grandfather was from China.
How did someone from China come to Australia at that time?
That's an interesting question. A huge number of people came to Victoria in the 1850s after gold was discovered, including thousands of men from the southern provinces of China. While most of them returned to China after finding gold, approximately 10,000 of these Chinese men, including my great-great-grandfather, remained. He eventually settled in Coburg, which was then an outer suburb of Melbourne. He ran a market garden, making money by growing vegetables.
Can you speak any Chinese?
Although my family name, which is Chiong, is Chinese, I can't speak any Chinese. My great-grandfather was semi-fluent, but my grandfather knew only a few words.
Gus, did people treat your family badly?
Unfortunately, they did. My grandfather told me his father often suffered from being called hurtful nicknames. This was a period in Australia's history when people from Asia were not allowed to migrate to Australia.
Thanks very much to all our guests for coming in. Tran, Maria and Gus remind us how multicultural and diverse Australia is. I've learned so much about Australian history from listening to our three guests.
You will now hear text 1 for the second time.
Good morning, students. As the principal of Deep Valley Secondary College, I would like to welcome our three guests, Gus, Tran, and Maria. As you know, Australia is a nation of immigrants. Approximately 40% of people in our suburb were born overseas, including me. As part of International Student Week, our three guests are here to tell us about when and why their families came to Australia. Tran, perhaps we could begin with you.
Thanks, Mai. My father and mother were refugees from Vietnam. When the Vietnam War ended, many people wanted to leave the country, but the government tried to stop them from going. My family escaped in a fishing boat and were on the sea for 5 days before they arrived in Malaysia. They were then accepted as refugees by Australia and arrived in Melbourne in July 1980. My parents thought they would never survive. Vietnam is a tropical country and they had never experienced cold weather. My father had been a high school teacher. However, because his English was not good, in Australia he took a job in a factory. Now, my parents are retired. Their English is okay, but they mainly speak Vietnamese at home. They love Australia, but still don't like cold weather.
Maria, what about your family?
My grandparents were born in Calabria, which is in Italy. The village they came from was very poor. Many families often did not have enough food to eat, and many of my grandparents' relatives had migrated to the United States of America. Things got worse during World War II. In 1954, my grandfather heard that Australia wanted more workers. He travelled to Australia and found a job in a soup factory 2 weeks after arriving. 2 years later, my grandmother travelled to Australia. In those days, travel to Australia was by boat. It took 4 weeks for the ship to reach Australia. My grandfather eventually opened a shop in Deep Valley, selling groceries, mainly to other migrant families. His English was fairly good, because some of his customers spoke only English.
Thanks, Maria. Gus, what about your family?
My family came to this land in the 19th century. Most migrants to Victoria in the 1850s were from England, Scotland, Wales, or Ireland, like many of the students at this school. But my great-great-grandfather was from China.
How did someone from China come to Australia at that time?
That's an interesting question. A huge number of people came to Victoria in the 1850s after gold was discovered, including thousands of men from the southern provinces of China. While most of them returned to China after finding gold, approximately 10,000 of these Chinese men, including my great-great-grandfather, remained. He eventually settled in Coburg, which was then an outer suburb of Melbourne. He ran a market garden, making money by growing vegetables.
Can you speak any Chinese?
Although my family name, which is Chiong, is Chinese, I can't speak any Chinese. My great-grandfather was semi-fluent, but my grandfather knew only a few words.
Gus, did people treat your family badly?
Unfortunately, they did. My grandfather told me his father often suffered from being called hurtful nicknames. This was a period in Australia's history when people from Asia were not allowed to migrate to Australia.
Thanks very much to all our guests for coming in. Tran, Maria and Gus remind us how multicultural and diverse Australia is. I've learned so much about Australian history from listening to our three guests.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 1. You will now hear text 2 for the first time.
Hi, Leanne. I'm terribly sorry I'm late.
Stuart, are you okay? I was really worried about you because you're hardly ever late.
Yeah, I'm fine. I completely lost track of the time.
That's not like you. What happened?
I discovered a street library.
Now I know why you're late. You can't say no to books. But what's a street library?
A street library, as its name suggests, is a library that is on a street. What people do is buy a special box and put it in their front yard. It's about as big as a doll's house. The door of the box has a large glass window so that you can look at the titles of the books inside. The idea is that you borrow a book, and when you've finished reading it, you return it to the street library you borrowed it from or to another street library. You can also donate books to any street library.
That's very interesting. So, have you only just discovered street libraries?
No, I've known about them for a few months. However, I've just discovered a street library in Phillips Street around the corner from the cafe. I've never noticed it before, so it must be new.
Okay, so what book got your attention?
Well, many of the books they have in these libraries are rubbish. However, there are some really great ones, such as the book I've just borrowed. It's called John Inglesant. I read it many years ago when I was at university, and I've always wanted to read it again.
I've never heard of it. What's it about?
It's about a man called John Inglesant who lived in England during the 1600s. During that time, there was a civil war in England between the king and the parliament. Inglesant supported the king, but he lost the war. When the parliament won, Inglesant left England and eventually went to Italy because he was trying to find the man who had killed his brother. Finally, Inglesant returned to England.
That sounds like a fascinating story. Is it easy to read?
Well, probably not for a lot of modern readers. A lot of the story is about Inglesant's beliefs and how they changed over time.
Not my sort of book by the sound of things. Have you discovered anything more interesting? You know, the sort of thing most people would like to read?
2 weeks ago, I borrowed a recently published book from a street library in Bond Street.
What's the book's title?
It's called Black Roses. I was really excited because I wanted to read this book. However, all the copies in our local library were out. After starting to read it, I'm not sure if it's my type of book.
What's it about?
It's about an English woman who moves to Germany to pursue her acting career. There she meets an Englishman who becomes her boyfriend and who encourages her to spy for the British government.
Don't tell me the ending! I love romance novels. I read at least one romance novel every week. Sometimes I can even finish a whole romance novel in one day.
Wow, that is very impressive. You must really love romance novels. What is it about the genre that you love so much?
Well, there are just so many reasons to choose from. First of all, romance novels usually have very interesting plots. You get caught up in the lives of the characters and want to know what happens next. I like the fact that the characters have to overcome difficulties to be with the one they love. It's truly magical.
You make romance novels sound like fairy tales.
Well, yes, they are a bit like fairy tales. Except the only magic you find in romance novels is love.
If that is what interests you, I think you will really like Black Roses.
Yes, I think so too. Which street library did you return this book to?
Well, actually, it's still on my desk at home.
Right. Once you pay for the coffees, we are going straight round to your place.
Okay. But I haven't finished my coffee yet.
Well, hurry up and drink quickly because I really must have this book.
You will now hear text 2 for the second time.
Hi, Leanne. I'm terribly sorry I'm late.
Stuart, are you okay? I was really worried about you because you're hardly ever late.
Yeah, I'm fine. I completely lost track of the time.
That's not like you. What happened?
I discovered a street library.
Now I know why you're late. You can't say no to books. But what's a street library?
A street library, as its name suggests, is a library that is on a street. What people do is buy a special box and put it in their front yard. It's about as big as a doll's house. The door of the box has a large glass window so that you can look at the titles of the books inside. The idea is that you borrow a book, and when you've finished reading it, you return it to the street library you borrowed it from or to another street library. You can also donate books to any street library.
That's very interesting. So, have you only just discovered street libraries?
No, I've known about them for a few months. However, I've just discovered a street library in Phillips Street around the corner from the cafe. I've never noticed it before, so it must be new.
Okay, so what book got your attention?
Well, many of the books they have in these libraries are rubbish. However, there are some really great ones, such as the book I've just borrowed. It's called John Inglesant. I read it many years ago when I was at university, and I've always wanted to read it again.
I've never heard of it. What's it about?
It's about a man called John Inglesant who lived in England during the 1600s. During that time, there was a civil war in England between the king and the parliament. Inglesant supported the king, but he lost the war. When the parliament won, Inglesant left England and eventually went to Italy because he was trying to find the man who had killed his brother. Finally, Inglesant returned to England.
That sounds like a fascinating story. Is it easy to read?
Well, probably not for a lot of modern readers. A lot of the story is about Inglesant's beliefs and how they changed over time.
Not my sort of book by the sound of things. Have you discovered anything more interesting? You know, the sort of thing most people would like to read?
2 weeks ago I borrowed a recently published book from a street library in Bond Street.
What's the book's title?
It's called Black Roses. I was really excited because I wanted to read this book. However, all the copies in our local library were out. After starting to read it, I'm not sure if it's my type of book.
What's it about?
It's about an English woman who moves to Germany to pursue her acting career. There she meets an Englishman who becomes her boyfriend and who encourages her to spy for the British government.
Don't tell me the ending! I love romance novels. I read at least one romance novel every week. Sometimes I can even finish a whole romance novel in one day.
Wow, that is very impressive. You must really love romance novels. What is it about the genre that you love so much?
Well, there are just so many reasons to choose from. First of all, romance novels usually have very interesting plots. You get caught up in the lives of the characters and want to know what happens next. I like the fact that the characters have to overcome difficulties to be with the one they love. It's truly magical.
You make romance novels sound like fairy tales.
Well, yes, they are a bit like fairy tales. Except the only magic you find in romance novels is love.
If that is what interests you, I think you will really like Black Roses.
Yes, I think so too. Which street library did you return this book to?
Well, actually, it's still on my desk at home.
Right. Once you pay for the coffees, we are going straight round to your place.
Okay. But I haven't finished my coffee yet.
Well, hurry up and drink quickly because I really must have this book.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 2. You may start answering the questions in sections B and C at any time.